The leadership of both parties in the Senate had been clear. Theirs would not be the institution responsible for the U.S. defaulting on its debts, no matter the reservations on both sides about the deal reached between President Biden and the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives. As a result, a vote was placed on the Senate floor swiftly.
The bill is passed.
Now, Democrats are feeling very good tonight. We've saved the country from the scourge of default, even though there were some on the other side who wanted default, wanted to lead us to default. We may be a little tired, but we did it.
In return, among other things, Senate Republicans were promised a supplemental vote on defense spending. Some feel the almost $900 billion Joe Biden has already proposed, more than the next 10 countries combined, is not enough.
To the American military, who is underfunded because of this bill, help is on the way.
As in the House, some progressives didn't vote for the bill. Senator Bernie Sanders explained his reasoning virtually at a rally to raise the minimum wage.
I'm not going to vote for a bill which will cut programs for nutrition, for housing, for health care, for education, and not ask the richest people in this country to pay their fair share of taxes.
Nonetheless, the Democratic Party leadership is presenting the deal as a triumph of bipartisanship.
It's clear that the White House is proud that President Biden brokered this deal, even if as a result, the principle of negotiating over the debt ceiling has been enshrined even further, and a similar scenario of imminent financial crisis may well play out again in 2025. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera, Capitol Hill.